Ball was moved.
Omaha! Set! Die! Left thigh! Right thigh!
10, 9,
Touch.
Are you ready for some football?
Here we go. Week 14 already. You got to jump on 937theriver.com. Dog and Joe Show pigskin picks. You can make them right now. You get to compete against myself, Joe, Prince Albert, Derek Moore. He does the afternoon show. And the beautiful Monica Lowe. She'll be in after us here coming up right around 945. And Monica Lowe, we've talked a lot about this. She's not even looking in the rearview mirror. She's like, just suck my exhaust. She's down the road and done with this damn thing. It's unlikely any... Well, I know I can't. I won't catch her. But Derek Moore, he still thinks he has a chance. Joe still thinks he has a chance. This is Monica's game to lose.
Right now it is.
How far ahead is she right now? How many more wins than the rest of us does she have? Isn't it like 4 or 5?
Right now she's got 4 more than Derek, who's in second. She's got 126. He's got 122. I got 121.
Oh, so you and Derek fighting it out for second place. But legitimately, you guys could still do this because we still have this week and 3 more regular seasons, then we get into playoff. So you guys can do it. Where are me and Prince Albert at?
Albert's kind of close. He's 119, but you, I don't know if you can do it yet. You're 170. You're like 9 behind.
Well, you know what I do. I love bringing up the rear, and I save all my gas for the last lap.
Oh, jeez. That's so stupid.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to have any way of even gaining rank.
I can't even pick. The thing of it is, now you want to try and get ahead of Monica or Derek, then you got to pick crazy picks that you hope might win.
Yeah, you got to start gambling.
Yeah.
And I did that last week, and every gamble I made, I lost. It was awful.
Oh, man.
So jump on, and what we do is we tally up our scores. You get to play against us and all the other River Rockers. You get to compete. Whoever has the most wins week in and week out, that's where you walk away with that coveted Dog and Joe Show Pigskin Picks jersey. Also, you're going to get the tickets to ELO and that $50 gift card over to Sammy's. Let's talk about tonight's game. Okay. Actually, no, let's not. Who cares?
Jacksonville in Tennessee.
Jacksonville Jaguars in Tennessee, 4-8 and 6-6. I mean, this is an awful game to watch. Who cares?
For a Thursday night game, it is. Yeah.
That's crap.
Yeah.
What do you think about the Carolina Panthers in Cleveland? Carolina Panthers, 6-6. Cleveland, 4-7-1. How are you picking on that one?
I took Cleveland.
Whoa.
And Prince Albert, who are you taking?
I'm taking Carolina. They've been on a bad roll. They lost 2 games straight, so I think this is going to be the one to boost them.
This is
up.
The uptick.
Yeah.
See, but last week Cleveland won. Now they're at home. I like Joe's where he's going because I think Cleveland, too, should do another one at home. But here's that thing. I think that Cleveland and Cincinnati Bengals, they're close. And whatever it is, you can just never guess.
But Carolina's way better.
Really? Because I'm looking at the card, 6-6, 4-7-1.
64-36%. Yeah. I mean, that's not too far.
How's that swaying? The percentage going to Carolina?
Yep.
Okay. So, Albert, you're going Carolina?
I think Carolina's going to blow them out.
Okay.
I will put money on this one. I'll bet you guys on this one.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't want to put money on it because I'm not really sure. I'm just picking that one because I'm hoping it's an upset game.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do on that one.
I'm not that positive.
The thing we haven't talked a lot about, you know, you've heard a lot of hubbub about KC. We've talked a lot about the Chargers. We've talked a lot about New England. We've talked about some Pittsburgh. We've talked about all these teams, the LA Rams. The team we haven't talked about that's got a fantastic record, 9-3, the Houston Texans.
I know. Where did that come from?
Yeah. And they're in Houston. Colts are visiting. They're 6-6. Houston 9-3. Who do you like on that game?
I'm going Houston on that one.
Albert, you going Houston?
I'm going to go Houston, but Indiana has been playing great the last 6-7 games.
So you say it's because what's his name? Andrew Luck is back.
Oh, he's back. His shoulder, because remember, he was gone for a whole year.
He missed the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't in the Super Bowl. Andrew Luck.
Oh, well,
he missed the whole year through the Super Bowl.
That's Chris. That's Carson Wentz.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, my bad.
That's Carson Wentz. Andrew Luck, their team didn't even get close to the
playoffs. Yeah. My bad.
He was out through the end of the year, all the way through the games that would have taken him through the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he didn't play nothing, though,
did he? He didn't play nothing. And he had surgery on his shoulder, so he had to work his way back in. And he is playing MVP caliber for the past 6 games.
So that doesn't have any bearing over how you're going to select him in Houston?
No, because I just think Houston has a way better defense than Indianapolis.
Okay.
They got J.J. Watt. Come on now.
Baltimore Ravens, which a lot of hubbub about them and never really, you know, did anything. They're in Kansas City. Kansas City 10-2. And this game's pretty good here, too, I think. Cincinnati Bengals visiting the Los Angeles Chargers. Chargers 9-3. Bengals 5-7. Joe, how you going on that one?
This is just goddamn ridiculous. Ridiculous. That 99% of the people have picked the Chargers. This is a 1% vote going to the Bengals.
Yeah.
That's the lowest I've seen so far.
Yeah, and that would be you. Did you pick them?
No, I haven't yet, but I'm going to now. I'm going to give a 2% vote.
You're not
even seeing a 1% vote on Cleveland.
You're not even going to pick the Bengals on that game, are you?
You don't know what I might do. Right now, I got them picked.
Yeah, right now, because the game hasn't happened yet.
No, I pick Chargers. No,
before,
I got Bengals picked.
Before Sunday, you're going to pick the Chargers on that if you want a scorecard.
No, because here's the thing. I got to pick some upsets that possibly could happen, and that is one that possibly could happen.
Pittsburgh visiting Oakland. You got Philly in Dallas. You got the Vikings in Seattle. And the Chargers got an easy one. Chicago. Well, I don't know if it's going to be easy. Chicago Bears 8-4. LA Rams 11-1, but they're in Chicago. Where do you go on that one?
Rams.
I'm still going with the Rams. Yeah. Are you? It's cold weather in Chicago. The Rams are, man, that team.
See, but that's the kind of thing we have to do, or I got to do. You got to pick some of these at home weather advantages.
So you're going to go against the 11-1 Rams?
I don't know.
One game. One.
Yeah, you know, Ditka just had a heart attack like a week or two ago.
Oh, yeah, he did.
And he's okay, but they might pull one out for Ditka.
There's no way the Bears are going to beat the Rams.
Even at home.
I don't think so.
In the snow.
You know who an upset game I'm going for? I'm taking Atlanta over Green Bay.
Oh, Green Bay just fired the coach. Yep. They lost last week. You think the Falcons can beat them while they're wounded?
I do. They're down ducks, and I think they can take them right now. I'm going to. You know who else I'm going to do that I just looked at and I thought might be a good upset? I'm going to take Minnesota over Seattle.
Oh wow, yeah, Joe Gamblin.
That's a good another 6-5 good
one. And 1 Minnesota. Seattle is 7-5, and I'm going to go Minnesota on this. And I don't know why. I don't have any shred, but these are the three games, the Cincy and Chargers.
Uh-huh.
The Green Bay and Atlanta, and then Minnesota, Seattle. Those could flip-flop, I think.
No, Cincy and Chargers are not flip-flopping.
Yeah, that's a Charger victory.
Let me tell you why I say that, and I say that not because I think Cincinnati is a better team, but those daggone sons of guns, for whatever reason, pull out weird victories like that once in a while when it does them no good for their record or for playoffs.
They just get a win every now and then.
They just get a weird, stupid win like that would mess it up for
anyone.
You
caught that this is week 14. There's still 3 weeks of regular season. Yeah, that weird victory ain't going to come with the Chargers.
Yeah, they're not sitting their starters right now.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Jump on.
This is my
that's your logic.
Yeah,
937theriver.com. Pigskin picks. We got the jersey. We got the ELO tickets. We got the $50 gift card. Jump on. Let's see how you do against us and the other River Rockers. Game 14 starts tonight, Thursday night football. Here's Supertramp.